right now, our big push is water because of the bombing of the dam. Having safe water to drink has become a real issue. And because it's hot right now, a lot of the defenders do not have camelbacks. And so thirst is a big problem. And so we're providing them with as many camelbacks and water filtration units and even just tablets, purifying tablets as we can. So that's one of our big pushes right now. So we try to sort of fill the gaps that we get directly from the front lines and directly from the civilians. They contact our Ukrainian volunteers who are on the ground there in Ukraine. And then those volunteers who are Ukrainians in Rivne, Ukraine, vet all of the requests and try to fulfill the ones that seem most urgent.
You briefly touched on it a little bit, but what is the current situation in Ukraine like?
Unfortunately, I would say it's becoming increasingly desperate, right? So it started in May. Leading into the counteroffensive, Putin really got reactive and started bombing everyone indiscriminately. It really was civilians, it was cities, it was hospitals, it was anything at all. And then on, I think the date was June 6th, I should really have it etched in my mind, either June 6th or June 7th, when they bombed the dam, it became really clear that this counteroffensive had triggered an even uglier side to this invasion, one that was going to be punitive and even more punitive and not take into consideration anything, not human life, not the environment, not anything. And then now we have Odessa, which just happened on Monday, where Russia decided to pull out of the grain agreement and start bombing Odessa. And so I think now we're seeing really the world is seeing just how kind of barbaric and what measures Russia will take. And the impact of that on Ukraine, of course, is, you know, every night people are living with air raid sirens. Every night people are wondering whether or not they'll wake up in the morning to a home or still be alive. And that's true of everyone throughout Ukraine. It's really, really bad on the front lines and where the counteroffensive is taking place. Amazingly, it is not in any way dampening the Ukrainian spirit or resolve. So the Ukrainians keep telling us, I mean, especially the ones we're in contact with, we're absolutely not going to stand down. You know, this is, if we do, that's the end of our country. It's the end of our sovereignty. And we're just not. So I think the resolve is still there, but I think that the danger has really significantly increased for everyone. And it's just really sad. You know, it's really, really sad. But it's, if anything, it's really, it's just strengthened the resolve of the Ukrainian people, which is pretty remarkable from where we sit, I think, to watch this unfold. Keep wondering how much more can a people take, and they keep fighting back. And they were in such a good place before this invasion happened. Ukraine was so growing strong and growing back from, 2014 they don't want to go back. They're not doing it. So hopefully, the international community can somehow intervene to free Ukraine from this invasion. I don't know how. I honestly don't know how it's going to end. But for now, the Ukrainian people are resolute.
Could you explain to me a little bit more about Dine Out for Ukraine?
It's this wonderful, amazing initiative where all these local restaurants, especially the ones who really have a tradition of being involved in giving, like the Big Red F Group and Three Leaf Concepts. There's some restaurants around who really have a giving spirit, and they have stepped up again and again to give to local nonprofits. And so, yeah, they give us 5 to 10% of their day's proceeds tomorrow. And they really put the emphasis on creating awareness around what's happening in Ukraine. And we were hoping there would only be a first annual. But yeah, so this is the second annual Dine Out for Ukraine. Last year, we raised over $21,000 in that one day, which is huge for us. For many nonprofits, that's not a lot of money, but for us, that was really, really big. Each one of our little medical aid kits, for example, costs $100 to assemble. So for us, that's a lot of medical aid kits. And so we're hoping to raise as much or more tomorrow. And all people need to do is go to the restaurant. And we have at our website a link on our events page. So it's sunflowerseedsukraine.org. And there's an events link and there's a Dine Out for Ukraine page. And all of the restaurants are listed there. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can look up Sunflower Seeds Ukraine. And we have a link there to the event as well, an event link. And it lists all the restaurants. And we have restaurants from Denver to Boulder, Louisville, Lafayette, Longmont. I'm trying to work my way north. Fort Collins, of course, Estes Park. So all over.
Natalie Condon is a volunteer with Sunflower Seeds Ukraine. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for giving us time on the air. We really, really appreciate it. And thanks for all you guys do at KGNU.
For more information, you can check out their website, sunflowerseedsukraine.org, or our website, news.kgnu.org. For KGNU, I'm Jacob Agatston.